Guys, we are 2 weeks out. 2 weeks out from the 2024 NFL Draft in Detroit, and it's heating up. I'm not going to lie. The prospects, meetings, they're happening now. More meetings, more private workouts have been happening. We're now narrowing it down to see who could go where and who is going to land where. It is going to be a very interesting 2 weeks as we gear up to Detroit to the 2024 NFL Draft, April 25th through April 27th. On NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, ESPN Plus, NFL Plus, you name it, the NFL Draft, ABC as well. NFL Draft is coming in 2 weeks. Guys, welcome to Pigskin Frenzy on this wonderful and kind of, I would say at least rather warm, but also chilly in Illinois, Thursday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. I'm Joel Norris. And whether you're watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify, listening on Podbean, or listening on Apple, a big thank you for taking some time out of your Thursday to just sit back, watch, and listen to some NFL coverage presented by me. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, like each episode, leave comments down below. Spotify, Podbean, and Apple, all you have to do is just share around with others and follow on there as well. Now, X, Instagram, and Facebook, just type in Pigskin Frenzy, follow, like the pages there. You will get episode updates. You're going to get news and highlights from across college and NFL football. You will get trivia questions on Instagram stories. Go and answer today's NFL one as well as all things of today for Pigskin Frenzy. Guys, if you want to check something out that's neat, go to our website, Pigskin Frenzy's website, www.pigskinfrenzy.weebly.com. You will find a home and about me page. You can learn more about me and who I am. You can also go to a platforms page, which all the platforms I just mentioned, you can click on that page and click on which platform you would prefer to listen to Pigskin Frenzy on. You can also go to our store, which will be coming soon, not right now, but coming soon. Our store will be available in the near future, as well as our affiliations page, which leads me to our partner, our proud partner. Guys, I know that my face is a little bit scruffy, not, you know, clean shaven, but a little bit of scruff on my face, but I had a beard, and guess what? The products are great. I still use some of the products without having a beard. Beard and face wash, body wash, your beard balm, oil, you name it, a boar bristle brush, just a bunch of products that you can use at one place and one brand. The Beard Club. The Beard Club is where your grooming needs can be met. If you go to my link and go to my website, you can click on the platform, on the affiliations page, click on the logo, the Beard Club logo, www.pigskinfrenzy.weebly.com. There you will get all your Beard Club products and your facial hair and grooming needs can be met through the Beard Club and through my website. All you got to do is click on it. You can get, and let me go on to tell you something, guys. You can get 15 to 25% off on these products. Spring 25 is the code that I've been, that, you know, that everyone else has been using. I've used it before. Why can't you guys use the code Spring 25? You can use some of those products as well. And you can also go to my link tree on X, Instagram, and Facebook. Click on my link tree, and then you can click on the Beard Club link, and you can get beard grooming kits as well. Beard grooming kits are a big thing for facial hair and grooming needs. You can meet them at the Beard Club, our proud partner. Guys, NFL day today. There's a lot going on in the league. Mainly the NFL draft. And when you look at everything going on in the NFL draft, there's a lot of the top prospects are meeting and having meetings and almost private workouts with organizations. Now, when you look at the stuff I want to be talking about today, we're going to be talking about those meetings and some of the talk about, we're going to be talking a little bit less about the workouts and more about the meetings. We just, you know, wrapped up our pro day coverages for the NFL draft or leading into the NFL draft. We're going to talk about more of the top prospects with the meetings. We're going to talk about, you know, some other stuff that's going on in the league besides the NFL draft, like the Bills, like the Houston Texans. You already know what happened there and what I'm going to talk about there, as well as the latest on the Chiefs wide receiver Rashi Rice situation. We're going to talk about that. We're going to tie everything in together and just stick around. It may not be a too long of an episode here on Pigskin Frenzy, but it's going to be a good episode, and it's going to be worthwhile here on this Thursday afternoon. So keep plugging into Pigskin Frenzy on all platforms and hang tight and just don't miss any of the action right now on Pigskin Frenzy. So Let's dive deep into the NFL draft and let's talk about the, you know, everything going into the NFL draft before we just kind of talk about the Bills, because I want to spend some time talking about the Buffalo Bills. So let's talk about the NFL draft and let's just talk about what's going on there, because we're covering the draft still and what's going on there. A lot of prospects are meeting and a lot of meetings are going down in general. Number two overall pick is the hot commodity right now. Most likely, the Commanders will keep that pick. Most likely, the Commanders are taking quarterback at that pick. So, it's looking like that it's going to be either about three guys are in the mix right now. It was two up until about the past 3 to 4 weeks, even about a month and a half ago. The chatter has just been coming up and coming up and coming up for one Michigan quarterback, J.J. McCarthy. So, it's going to be between three guys right now. J.J. McCarthy, Jaden Daniels out of LSU, and Drake May out of North Carolina. Those are the three quarterbacks that are looking like will be the number two pick in the 2024 NFL draft in a couple of weeks. Number one's already sewn up. We don't need to talk about number one. We've done a lot of talking on that. We will talk about a little bit more about it on the draft episode coming up in 2 weeks, our draft special, Pigskin Frenzy draft special, where I will unveil my first round mock draft. My first round mock draft, we will unveil that in the draft episode in 2 weeks' time on Pigskin Frenzy, episode 118. Episode 118. Don't miss it. Episode 118 of Pigskin Frenzy, our NFL draft special episode. So, guys, the meetings have been off the hook. Jaden Daniels, let's go into him really quick. Jaden Daniels, he is meeting right now with the Giants. He is meeting with the Patriots. He is meeting with the Commanders. He has met with three teams. The Commanders could most likely are leaning towards J.J. McCarthy over Jaden Daniels, which is a shock because they honestly were talking about, a month ago, it was all Jaden Daniels for the number two pick. Now it's all J.J. McCarthy at the number two pick. So it's kind of crazy how just in 1 month's time, everything just turns up on its heels. So right now, the two teams that I would look out for when it comes to the services of Jaden Daniels is the New England Patriots at the number three spot and the New York Giants at the number six spot. So one of those two spots could be a fit for Jaden Daniels right now. Number two could be still, I mean, who knows? Jaden Daniels could go number two. He's met with all three teams. He's even met with the Chicago Bears, the number one pick. So he's met with all these teams, but it's looking like the Patriots and the Giants are more of a lock for Jaden Daniels. Currently, if you want to talk about odds and betting and all this stuff, you know, before he would get drafted to the Commanders, which J.J. McCarthy is now the odds-on favorite to go number two in the 2024 NFL draft. He has met with Jaden McDaniels is amazing, by the way. The talent that he has got and the poise that he presents as a quarterback is unbelievable. A lot of meetings have been held with him, and a lot of scouts are really high on him. And it's kind of mind-boggling that I would think that Jaden Daniels could not go number two. But who knows? Who knows? I don't know. We'll see what happens here. We'll see what's going down with Jaden Daniels in the next couple of weeks. But he has met with the Patriots. He has met with the Giants. Another one was, and another top prospect, as we can talk about him, is Malik Nabers, his counterpart out of LSU, his teammate out of LSU. He has had a pretty loaded schedule when it comes to meetings. He has met with the New York Jets. He has met with the Chicago Bears. He has met with the Arizona Cardinals. He has met with the Tennessee Titans. He has met with the Patriots. He's met with the Giants. He's met with a lot of teams. And the Cardinals are one of them as well. The Chargers are also one of them as well. He has met with a lot of football teams. They are all interested, or could be interested, in the services of Malik Nabers. He is a solid receiver. In my eyes, he is the number one receiving prospect, at least on Pigskin Frenzy's board of wide receivers. If you want to talk about, you know, the top five players in each position for Pigskin Frenzy, I think that Malik Nabers is the number one receiver. I just think what he does, route running and, you know, his elusiveness, his speed, his mental focus when running around. He's a solid receiver overall. He is the total package when it comes to an NFL wide receiver. I really am keeping an eye on that number five spot in with Los Angeles. I think the Chargers would need a wide receiver. And speaking of need, next Thursday's episode, that's the draft episodes in 2 weeks, but next Thursday's episode, we're going to dedicate that episode to teams' needs and wants for the NFL draft. What teams need and what teams need in the NFL draft and what they need to, you know, bulk up on position-wise and what they are looking for. And we're going to talk about that next Thursday on Pigskin Frenzy, the needs and the wants, for the NFL draft coming up in 2 weeks. So that's next Thursday's episode of Pigskin Frenzy, episode 116. So, but going back to what I was saying about Malik Nabers, that around that spot would be honestly, if you want to talk about it, think about it, would be a good and likely spot for him going number five to the Chargers. I think that's a good area for him. It's one of those spots where you look and you're thinking to yourself, it's not bad because the situation's good. I mean, you got a solid quarterback. You got another two highly touted receivers in a couple of years ago in last year's draft in Quentin Johnson and in Josh Palmer that are just solid receivers, solid players. There have been rumors that the Chargers are going to sign MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. We don't know if that's a for sure thing or not, but there has been rumors that they are interested in the services of MVS, so we'll keep an eye on that as well. But Malik Nabers could be a solid spot right there. That could be a solid choice for the Chargers to pick him at and to become a Charger in the 2024 season and beyond. So Malik Nabers, that could be a good spot for him. The Jets could be a good spot for him. The Bears need more help. I mean, if they're thinking about drafting Caleb Williams, Malik Nabers could be an option there. Those are the meetings that are going on with Malik Nabers. Those are some spots that I could see him landing at. Chargers and the Bears could be two good spots. Another receiver that we can talk about and the latest update on him is Rome Odunze meeting with the Bears, meeting with the Jets. He's meeting with, he has met with the Cardinals. He has met with a lot of guys, the Chargers. He has met with a lot of teams. Rome Odunze is a solid, solid playmaker. And he showed that at Washington with Michael Penix Jr. We're going to talk about Michael Penix Jr. here in a little bit. But he has shown that he is a solid playmaker and what he can do, improvise with a catch. He can improvise route running. He can, it's one of those things where if you try to guard him, good luck, because it's hard to guard him, right? He is one of the most talented receivers in this draft, along with Malik Nabers. I have Rome Odunze at number three on my draft, position for wide receiver, number three wide receiver in the draft. And it's a very close third, very close third. He could easily be number two in my board. Marvin Harrison is number two in my board. But I think Rome Odunze is three right now. I think he's a very close three. But the Jets have met with him. That's an interesting combo. Get Rome Odunze, get Garrett Wilson, get Aaron Rodgers throwing to both of them. That's a hard combo to stop right there. When it comes to, offensive innovation with Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson, and then you add on Rome Odunze. So that could be a scary fit as well. You get Rome Odunze in a Chargers uniform with Justin Herbert throwing in the ball. That's going to be a scary fit as well. A good replacement for Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. Then you get, if you want to talk about the Cardinals, he could be if everybody shocks us all and the league draft happens and the Cardinals just shock us all and they pick Rome Odunze at first, that could be a good thing for Kyler. They got rid of Rondale Moore. Rondale Moore is now with the Atlanta Falcons. Good receiving option for Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. We can talk about Rome Odunze being Kyler Murray's help right there and number one go-to guy for the Arizona Cardinals. So the Cardinals are looking at receivers. and Roma Dunsey could fit the bill for Kyler Murray. A lot of meetings have happened. They are really high on Roma Dunsey. They like what he can do. They liked what he did in the combine. They liked what he did all season at Washington. And he is just a dynamic playmaker that will get you extra yards, will get you the points that you need, to further the game and further the lead or even win a game. Roma Dunsey is a momentum killer, and he is a solid playmaker for any offense that picks him up in the NFL draft. So Roma Dunsey met with a lot of teams there. Let's go to his quarterback, his teammate Michael Penix Jr. One big meeting that he had. He has met with several teams. He's met with the Seattle Seahawks. He has met with the Ravens. He has met with the Cardinals. He has met with the Commanders. He's met with the Bears. There is one team. He has met with the Raiders as well. That's another team that I could keep an eye on for Michael Penix Jr., and that's the Raiders. There's one interesting one that he met with, and that's the Atlanta Falcons. He met with the Falcons. They also had a private workout for him in Atlanta, Michael Penix Jr. They said he looked good, really good, throwing the ball, and like I said last week, just a pure passer. If you want to talk about a pure passer in the NFL, it's Michael Penix Jr., man. And not only just in the NFL draft, but he's talking about in college, besides Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels was the best quarterback, the best player. He won the Heisman for a reason, and he deserved it. But if you want to talk about another guy that deserved to win the Heisman Trophy and another guy that was just the best quarterback out there besides Jaden Daniels, it's Michael Penix Jr. He battled through so much adversity with his injuries. He is an elite thrower. He's got an arm. He makes good and very good decisions. He can improvise really well with his decision-making. Michael Penix Jr. is just a solid playmaker, solid receiver, and an NFL team is going to be lucky to have him. I think a good pick there for me, if you're talking about Michael Penix Jr., a good spot for Michael Penix Jr. would be the Las Vegas Raiders. I think if he started at that level, or he was a backup to Gardner Minshew at first, and then Antonio Pierce is quarterback for the future as Michael Penix, and they ease him in. They ease him in there. It could be one of those things right there for Michael Penix that could be a good situation for him. So I like the Raiders a lot. The Falcons are fine, and especially if Kirk Cousins only has a few seasons left and then Michael Penix learns from Kirk Cousins, that would be a good scenario as well. But I really like the Raiders situation because I think Michael Penix could start within the next year or two or within a few years at least and make some dynamic plays for anybody that picks him up. So that's just my thoughts on Michael Penix Jr., and that's who Michael Penix really met with. The Raiders and the Falcons are two meetings that he had that are, just solid playmakers, solid teams that could hold him, and he can make just dynamic plays and be a good playmaker at quarterback for both those teams. So one more before we conclude the draft talks and before we get into the Buffalo Bills and get into the Texans and the Rashee Rice situation, and we just concluded our episode of Pigskin Frenzy. But let's talk about one more guy. And let's talk about, J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy met with the Commanders. He met with the Bears. It's most likely that the Bears are still going to take Caleb Williams. But J.J. McCarthy, he met with the Commanders. He met with the Broncos, he met with the Raiders, he has met with the Giants, who hold the number 6 pick, and he has met with the Patriots, and the Patriots hold the number 3 pick. So, a lot of the hype is going around J.J. McCarthy, a lot of, a lot of hype is going around J.J. McCarthy, and it's one of those things where it's like, man, What has he done in college to show everybody that he is the number 2 pick and a top 5 pick or a top 10 pick rather in the NFL draft? Well, He's won a national championship. He's 29-1 as a starting quarterback in college football. He's only lost one game, and that was to the Georgia Bulldogs. It was the TCU Horned Frogs. It was the TCU Horned Frogs, rather. Cade McNamara started that game, and McCarthy came in that game, so he didn't start. So it was the TCU Horned Frogs. That's one game. That happened two seasons ago. He's a solid playmaker, solid player, and he does things right. He's a good decision maker. He can throw the ball well. He's a really good pro-ready quarterback. He is good. I'm not saying he's not good, but what has he done besides, what has he done to earn the number two pick, besides win the national championship, besides being 29-1 as a starter? One big thing that everyone was mentioning was the team that he was on, and I understand that. I understand where he's coming from, and that's where I kind of agree with everything. The team that he was on a solid team with Michigan running back Donovan Edwards. Blake Corum was also on that team. Cornelius Johnson, Roman Wilson. You got a lot of good players. Samaj Morgan, a lot of good players were on that team that helped him lead them to a national title. Good offensive linemen, good defense to back him up, solid defense to back him up, and not only that, that defense is pretty much going to be solid next season as well for Michigan, but that's on college football episodes on Tuesdays. But when you look at J.J. McCarthy, he's got the head, he's got the arm, he's got the physical attributes, he's got the decision-making and the improvision to be, and the elusiveness to be, a pro-ready NFL quarterback. But my honest thoughts are, he, to me, fits in the mold of a Sean Payton offense. He fits what Denver Broncos are looking for. Do I think J.J. McCarthy could go number two? He could. Could he go number six? He could. There's a lot of people that are high on J.J. McCarthy right now. But if you want to just talk about just overall, in my honest thoughts, I think J.J. McCarthy could be a solid quarterback for the Denver Broncos in the AFC West. That's just my honest thoughts on everything. He had meetings with all these teams. They're really high on him. It's looking like he's the odds-on favorite to go number two in the 2023 NFL draft. A lot of hype surrounding J.J. McCarthy and the Washington Commanders and even the New England Patriots. The Giants are also wanting him. There's been rumors about the Vikings being really high on J.J. McCarthy and making a blockbuster trade to pick him up at number two or four or three. Some big moves have to be made for the Vikings to get down into those spots. So let's just see what happens in that situation as well. But J.J. McCarthy, there's a lot of hype around him. To me, I still think he is the number 12th pick in the NFL draft. I'm not saying he's not a first-round quarterback. He is a first-round quarterback in my eyes. I like me some J.J. McCarthy. Great guy, humble dude, very team-oriented. He has some attributes and some talent in him to lead teams to win games. He's got that it factor about him. He's confident as well. You need a confident quarterback, and he is one of them. But I think that the number 12th pick is perfect for him because I like the Broncos system, and I like what he can bring to that system. So that's just me, my honest thoughts on J.J. McCarthy again. And those are the teams that he met with. The Broncos, the Giants, the Commanders, and the Patriots have all met. And the Raiders. I can't even forget about the Raiders. The Raiders have also met with J.J. McCarthy, as well as the Vikings. I mentioned the Vikings as well. So that's really pretty much the top prospects of the latest updates on the top prospects of the 2024 NFL draft. Next week, we're going to talk about what teams need and what teams can look for in the 2024 NFL draft. Team needs was what we're going to do next week before we, wrap up our draft coverage, kind of conclude it with with, you know, the mock draft, round one mock draft in 2 weeks for our draft episode special for Pigskin Frenzy. So that's going to be next week. That's going to be in 2 weeks. So let's move on from the NFL draft for just a tiny bit before we conclude today's episode of Pigskin Frenzy. And let's talk about the Bills. Let's talk about Stephon Diggs. Let's talk about the Houston Texans. I was sitting here at my desk. I was just working, doing emails, just responding. And all of a sudden, I get a message. The Bills are about to make a trade. I'm thinking the Bills are going to make a trade. I wonder what's going to go down. I'm curious to see. And then no one told me who the team was or who the player was going to be that was getting traded from the Bills. Lo and behold, saw it. It was Stephon Diggs. And he got traded to a team that needed a little bit of extra help, too. The Bills have traded wide receiver Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans for multiple draft picks, a 2025 second rounder, a 2024 fifth and sixth rounder in the NFL draft for this season, too. So three solid draft picks. Stephon Diggs is going to the Houston, is now at the Houston Texans, and is a Texan this season. The last 3 years of his contract, Stephon Diggs, his contract has been wiped. It's been wiped. So he will have one season as the Texans. His jersey number has already changed. He's not going to be number 14. He's going to be number one for the Houston Texans this season. He already paid Jimmy Ward $150,000 for that. I don't know if that's really accurate or not, but that's what I've been hearing for the jersey number. So he'll be number one. Stephon Diggs will be number one. He will wear that number for the Houston Texans, and then he will be a free agent in 2025. So two big wide receiver free agents in the NFL and in the NFL offseason next year, Justin Jefferson and Stephon Diggs. So that trade happened. It's blown up. It is just, it's a big thing. One, it helps the only thing it helps the Bills with. Let's talk about what it helps the Bills with really quick. It helps the Bills with more draft choices. They can pick up some key players that they may need in the drafts this season and next year as well. So it helps them out a ton. But that's all I can really think of that it helps out on when it comes to the draft for the Buffalo Bills. Here's how it helps out the Texans. The Texans need a wide receiver, another wide receiver, just besides Tank Dell and Nico Collins. Tank Dell and Nico Collins are solid players, but Stephon Diggs can, you know, bring that up and help elevate them as well, help and also help elevate C.J. Stroud up even more as the top quarterback in Houston. So, Houston, we have a problem, you know? Guys, we have a Houston problem, right? And it's C.J. Stroud at quarterback, Joe Mixon at running back, Stephon Diggs at receiver, along with Tank Dell and Nico Collins at receiver as well. And on top of that, Dalton Schultz, a very underrated offense heading towards the 2024 NFL season. It's going to be a loaded team on offense in 2024 for the Houston Texans. That is a team that looks like they could go to the playoffs again. So Stephon Diggs cannot wait to see what he can do as a part of the Houston Texans. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. They were already working out together on social media. If you want to go check that out, they look good together. Stephon Diggs is going to make some dynamic plays for the Houston Texans. A good pickup for Houston there. Let's talk about what this means for the Buffalo Bills, though. They have a lot of roster turnover, and that's why I wanted to talk about and dive deep into the Bills, because they have so much turnover happening. They lost two of their top receivers, Stephon Diggs, to a trade, and they lost Gabe Davis to free agency. Gabe Davis is now a part of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Good on Trevor Lawrence to help elevate him even more and help him get some more help on offense. So that's two big receivers there. They lost, as far as I know, they have a lot of turnover. The Bills do. So let me pull up my notes here, for the Bills. So they lost a lot on defense as well. Lost a good bit on offense, but they lost a lot on defense. They lost Jordan Poyer. They lost Tre'Davious White. Saran Neal, Mitch Morse. A lot of those guys who were in the secondary spot took a really big hit, and they are out at Denver. not Denver, at Buffalo. Excuse me. I don't know why I thought about Denver. I'm still talking, thinking about the JJ McCarthy thing out at Buffalo. So what you could do if you're the Buffalo Bills is look towards the NFL draft. And you're going to have to draft well. You're going to have to fill those spots and fill those needs and fill what you can do, you know, if you're the Bills going into the 2024 season. You need to get Josh Allen help. That's one. You lost two of your good best receivers. Get him more help. That's another thing. I would draft a receiver or two and maybe look into drafting some key parts of the secondary, some key parts of on the defensive front too. So that's just my honest thoughts on the Bills. I don't think they're in doom, if you want to talk about that. I don't think they're like doomed. I don't think they are, you know, I think they're hurting, but I don't think they're hurting enough to the point where it's going to change anything about how good the Bills can be or not be in 2024, if that makes sense. I think the Bills are in a situation now where they're going to have to draft well. I don't, if I'm just going to have to look at their draft class after everything's over in 2 weeks. Because if I see that they haven't drafted really the necessary needs that they need right now to fill the voids that they have, you know, they've lost, I think, to me, is that's where I'm going to start questioning what's going on in Buffalo. There's a lot going on in Buffalo besides really, it's really just mainly about roster turnover. But if they draft well and replace those guys, excuse me, that's fine. They can do that. And nothing's going to happen in Buffalo. They're going to be rebuilding a little bit, but it's going to take some time. But they could be back to where they want to be. Now, if you look and they do not fill those voids within the draft and draft correct and draft well, it's going to be kind of interesting to see where Buffalo's head's at and where the Bill, how's the Bills Mafia is going to feel about everything going on in Buffalo. So that's really just all my thoughts on Buffalo. Honestly, I think I can explain a little bit more what Buffalo needs next week. I think that's going to be a key point next week. If you want to talk about Buffalo and tie everything in with the Buffalo Bills, that's just what I think you could really, you know, really hit home on and talk about there. So Buffalo Bills trade to Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans. The Texans gain a solid receiver. They got some good draft picks, but how are they going to fill the void for those draft picks, and how are they going to replace a lot of the turnover that has been going through their roster up in Buffalo? So we'll talk about that next week, and what do they need to, you know, help get them and help replace a lot of their roster turnover that happened. So we'll talk about that next week as well. Houston, y'all gained a good receiver. I'm just saying. I cannot wait to see that Stephon Diggs, or C.J. Stroud and Stephon Diggs, tandem in Houston in the 2024 season. So moving on from that really quick, let's, you know, real quick, in my final thoughts on this before we conclude today's episode of Pigskin Frenzy, let's talk about Rashee Rice and what's going on there. The latest update is that an arrest warrant has been issued for Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. He was involved 2 weeks ago in a six-vehicle accident in Dallas, Texas. It was around morning time. He had a Lamborghini registered or leased in his name. He texted a representative and said that he's going to pay for all the damages and he's going to, you know, fix everything. But it was a little bit shady. If you caused the crash and there was something behind it, if it was just an accident, it's just an accident. But if there's something that caused the crash, there could be a felony involved. Well, there's been what I have been doing some digging, at least, and I've been hearing that grams of marijuana was involved in that car. It was in the vehicle. And if that was the cause of the wreck, that is a felony in the state of Texas. And there's now a warrant for his arrest now, an arrest warrant out now for Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. A shame, too. A shame because Rashee Rice is an excellent receiver. He was a solid receiver out of SMU, played really good for the Chiefs, and had a big crucial role when Chiefs needed some wide receivers and Mahomes needed some help. Rashee Rice was a big, tremendous help besides just Travis Kelce. He was a big help for that team this season on offense. So, big and tough situation. My thoughts and prayers go out to all the victims involved in the accident. I hope everyone is still okay and everything's good. Hopefully, Rashee Rice can get everything turned around, and we will have more updates as we, you know, continue forward with this and learn more about everything going on. But a warrant has been issued for Rashee Rice, and we will have more updates on that, you know, when we find out more. And I will, you know, post something about it on social media, mainly X. So that just about does it really for Pigskin Frenzy. Guys, a big thank you for taking some time out of your Thursday to just sit back, watch, and listen to some NFL coverage presented by me. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, like each episode, leave comments down below. Spotify, Podbean, and Apple, all you have to do is just share around with others and follow on there as well. Instagram, X, and Facebook, just type in Pigskin Frenzy. Follow, like the pages there. You're going to get episode updates. You're going to get news and highlights from across college and NFL football. You are going to get trivia questions on Instagram stories. Go and answer today's NFL question as well as all things up to date for Pigskin Frenzy. Guys, big thank you again for taking some time out of your Thursday to just sit back, watch, and listen to some NFL coverage. Guys, Tuesday, we're going to be back with some more spring outlooks. We got about a couple of more weeks left of the spring outlooks before we start talking about the next few weeks after that, spring football results. So we're going to talk about the results of spring games and my final thoughts on everybody's spring in college football. So this week, our latest round of spring outlooks on Tuesday. Next week, you already know what's going to happen next week. Our team needs and wants for the NFL draft on Pigskin Frenzy is next Thursday. Until Tuesday, though, I'm Joel Norris signing off. We will see you then for Pigskin Frenzy, for a college football edition of Pigskin Frenzy on Tuesday. Have a great weekend and a great rest of your Thursday. For everybody out there, stay the course.